Certainly a joy to be in the Lord's house this morning. Thankful for the opportunity that He's granted unto us to gather back in, to come together and worship together this morning. We covet your prayers and need them for a little while that we might be able to do that the Lord bids of our heart to do. circumstances we're in this morning, but the decorations and that for Bible school looks good. I don't know who all done that, but you've done a good job at that this morning. So you just bear with us and pray for us this morning that we might be able to deliver to you the thought that's on our mind and on our hearts as we come this way this morning. I'd like to say I appreciate the gospel we've been hearing preached around here this evening, and that is the Lord sent our way through the messages. This morning, I appreciate them. Food to our soul and strength unto us as we go down the journey along life's way. Joy to be here this morning. If you got your Bibles, want to turn with us, going to turn into some very familiar scripture and read what we feel like reading and try to lead with you the thought this morning. We do covet your prayers and need them when you go to pray. Genesis, if you turn to the sixth chapter of Genesis, we'll read from there, and then we're going to turn and read over in John, the sixth chapter also, in your presence, in your hearing. Sixth chapter of Genesis, very familiar scripture. Eighth verse. It said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubic, the breadth of it 50 cubic, and the height of it 30 cubic. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof with lower, second and third stories thou shalt make it. Turn with me to John, the sixth chapter. One verse from John, the sixth chapter, the 38th verse, it said, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. That's reading a couple of places in your presence and you're hearing some very familiar scripture this morning. You've heard it preached on numerous of times this morning. And I don't know that I can connect up the two places of which we read from to clear it maybe all together from the thought that's on our mind as we come this way. But nevertheless, you pray and we'll try to obey the Lord for just a few minutes. We know this morning that God is he's wonderful, he's good, he's merciful, he's lovable this evening, my friend, but he is the Father of all men. And you just pray for us for just a minute, and we'll try to settle down and give to you the thought that's on our mind and on our hearts to come this way this evening, to do as he would have of us to do here this day at Mountain View Baptist Church. I don't know what you think or how you feel about the matters and the things of which is the Lord has men to do and the way that he has it to do, sometimes I think it's a little unusual. This evening, my friend, sometimes I think this is a little different in word this evening, my friend, but yet I think that it would do us all good to hear and to do what he says for us to do this evening. Now, I don't know the thought that's on our mind. Let me just tell you what's on my mind this morning. When I was growing up, Mama would tell us to do something, and she'd say, "Now go do what I told you to do this afternoon." And that's what's on my mind as I come this way this morning, is doing what he says to do in order thereof to accomplish not my will, but his will. This seems to accomplish that he'd have of us to do, that we might be able to be successful, if you'll have it, or that we might be able to be granted goodness this morning, my friend. Now, I don't know. You know the scriptures, and I don't know why, but that's where we was led to read from. Noah, in the moment of time, this evening, a godly man, a man whom feared the Lord, a man whom righteousness was counted to him this evening for being obedient unto God, in a generation of wickedness, if you'll have it, this morning, my friend. But yet I find that as the Lord come unto him this evening and began to speak to him this morning, then he stayed a subject or obedient unto that the Lord said for him to do this evening. Some say it took him 100 years. I don't know. You can figure it out this evening, my friend, through the scriptures if you want to. But I would say as long as it took him, it took him, and he stayed obedient unto that that he was told to do. This evening, my friend, he took that plan of which the Lord set out for him to build, and that of the ark this afternoon, and he prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Would have been for the saving of the whole world if men would have heeded unto it and listened to God. This evening, my friend, but we find that as he entered into the ark of which he had built, this evening, my friend, now I'm persuaded to believe, you can think what you want to, you can question it if you want to, this he told him to build it of gosher wood. I believe there's enough of gosher wood around there to prepare the size of the ark which he told him to build or to establish on. He told him to bring in the male and the female, two of every kind of the unclean, seven of the clean. This evening, my friend, I told him to bring, you know the scriptures, you know the story, so to say this morning, my friend, to bring in every creeping thing, every cattle of every kind, this evening, my friend, if you ain't never messed with cattle, they can get irritating sometimes. I don't know exactly how he gathered all them up and got them to come in this evening, my friend, other than the Lord's hand being in the matter this morning, my friend, to direct and to guide them this evening. Listen, Noah, go build an ark this evening, my friend. I don't know that Noah questioned the Lord or not this evening, my friend. I believe he's human, so it'd be like me, I would assume, or maybe like you this morning, my friend. But yet I'm persuaded to believe that at the bidding of the Father, he went ahead this evening to do exactly what the Father intended of him to do. And it was for the saving of him and his household this evening, my friend. It is better for you and I, even in this world today, to stay obedient unto God in his will to be accomplished in our life this evening, my friend. Well, preacher, it goes against my grain this evening, my friend. It goes against my thoughts or my wants this evening. Suck it up and just follow the Lord this evening. Forget about your wants and your desires and desire that what God wants in the journey this evening, my friend. It will be to your benefit this afternoon that we stay obedient down the journey and long life's way. I'm not here to get on to you. Randy, that's your job. This evening, my friend. But I'll say this in all due respect. This evening, I don't believe God talks to men today. Any different than He talked to men on Noah's day. This evening, my friend. He gives us the instructions. He gives us the direction. He gives us the opportunity. This evening, my friend. And it is left up to you and I to come subject under that opportunity and move therein and receive all the promises that God has promised us. This evening, my friend. Well, preacher, God just don't work with me like that anymore. This evening, my friend. That's your fault. Randy, I don't know how to say it any different. This evening, my friend. Give an ear to Him. Give a moment to Him. Meditate in Him. And on Him this evening, my friend. And see if He don't move you in a direction. In your journey. And on your life's way. And if He starts moving you. Best thing I know to do to tell you. Is to start moving with Him. As He moves you. Just go with the flow. Everybody wants to go with the flow. This evening, my friend. The best flow I know to go with is the flow of the Spirit. This evening, my friend. It won't read you no words but into truth and righteousness. This afternoon. Go do what I told you to do. This evening, my friend. He didn't bicker, I don't think. He didn't complain. There was others that may bicker. There was others that may complain. But He just kept nailing. He just kept putting board on board. Plank upon plank. This evening, my friend. To prepare the ark. And the Lord said, come in. This evening, my friend. And He entered in. Thereof. Listen, I'm persuaded to believe. My friend, that down through the ages, down through the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, we'll find where God told man or spoke to man this evening, my friend. And we'll find that when these men or women came to the obedience unto the will of the Father, that it was to their benefit this afternoon, to the saving or to the keeping of them on the journey and on life's way this evening. I'm persuaded to believe He still works in the same manner and in the same form and fashion that He always works in. This afternoon, that Spirit that drew me to the place of repentance this is the same Spirit that leads me this day to do the will of the Father and being obedient thereunto. My friend, is what the Father desires of you and I to do this evening, my friend, irregardless of how ridiculous or how out of the way or how this or that it might seem to be to you and I. We're better off to just be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. This afternoon, what did the Scripture say in another place? It's not a hearer that is justified, but a doer that is justified. This evening, listen. My friend, where would Hezekiah had been this afternoon? If not when the prophet come to him this evening and said, Hezekiah, set thy house in order, for thou shalt surely die. This afternoon, I think I got it right. This evening, my friend, and left him. This evening, I don't know that that prophet enjoyed going over there and giving such a message. Randy, I feel assured, you and Bruce and all other men, this evening, that there's times when I dread the message the Lord has laid on my heart to have to stand with this evening. But for my benefit, and not altogether for my benefit, for the benefit of the hearer, I must do what he says to do this evening. My friend, he went over there, set your house in order this evening, my friend. What Hezekiah, do you know the scripture? And I know it's nothing new this morning, but go do what you are told to do, or what I said to do, or what I sent you to do, ever how you want to phrase the statement this evening, my friend. Now, I know as a kid that when mama come out with that tone of voice, or that speak of action of speaking, I better move this evening, my friend, or I was fixing to serve consequences that I didn't want to serve this evening. Listen, well, you said he's a loving God. He is a loving God. Do you know that sometimes loving is getting a hickory this evening, my friend? Sometimes getting hollered at, or well, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but change a tone of voice this evening, my friend, is a little harsh sounding this evening. But if you'll be obedient, it'll bring a better result than not being than being disobedient. This is Hezekiah. This evening, you know the scriptures. Said he turned his face toward the walls, and he began to cry out to God. This evening, my friend, Isaac, I think it was it Isaac? Isaiah didn't more get out to the inner court. And the Lord come back to him and said, hey, I got you another message this evening, my friend. I don't know. I'm just thinking this evening. You go back and you tell him this. I believe it might have been a little bit easier trip this time this evening, my friend, for him. I know it was a whole lot better trip for Hezekiah this evening, my friend. Hezekiah, the Lord has heard your prayers. He's seen your tears. He's added 15 years unto your life this evening, my friend. I wish you had been here Wednesday night to heard the message we heard Wednesday night. If you ain't watched it and you wouldn't hear, watch it this evening, my friend. Joshua, and I'm not going to get into it, Randy, but I've eaten on it ever since Wednesday this evening, my friend. What made it was so sweet was that Joshua was true to what God told him to do this evening, my friend. When they come across Jordan this afternoon, I'm not going to get in it, Randy. I can't preach 12. I don't know that much about it. Well, listen, but let me tell you, Joshua, this evening, my friend, this is what you're to do, and this is how you're to do it. I'm going to go with this advice that comes to mind and keep it as straight as I can. This evening, my friend, the priest is to stand in the middle of the river, bearing the ark, and the Israelites is to go across. This evening, my friend, and pick you out 12 men, one of every tribe, and as they pass by where them priests are standing, I want them to pick up a stone this evening, my friend, and carry over to the other side this evening, and build there a memorial this evening, my friend, and leave there on the side of Jordan this evening, my friend. And by the way, Joshua, I mean Joshua, I want you to stack up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan where the feet stand, where the priest's feet stand this evening. Now, according to the scriptures, Joshua done that, and those stones are still there. He said, these stones that you bring over here, that when your children children come around about them, and they see them, and they ask, what meaneth these stones this evening, my friend? Then you can tell them of the day of deliverance of cross Jordan this evening. Yeah, he didn't leave him there this evening. He didn't leave him there just a few days or time afterward. Came the city of Jericho this evening. And the Lord said, I want you to go down to Jericho this evening, my friend. One time a day, I want you to march around it. I want the men of war, I'm going to say, go first, then the priest this evening with the ram's horn to go, and them to blow the horns, and then I want the rest of everybody else to follow after them. I don't want them to say a word. Don't do anything. Just march around it one time a day. You know this. I know you know this. This evening, my friend. But just go do what you're told to do. This evening, my friend. We find they done that on the seventh day. They marched around it seven times. The men of war in front, the priests blowing the horns, the rest of the children following after them. Are the men that was with them. I forget what word the scripture used. It calls them something, but I don't remember. This evening, my friend. But anyway, he says to them, so this is the way it is. This is the way it needs to be done. On the seventh time of the seventh day, now he changed it just a little bit, because not he wanted to, but the Lord told him. This evening, my friend, Joshua said, now don't say a word, don't make a sound, but when I tell you to shout, I want you to shout. This evening, my friend. Preacher, what does that have to do with anything? It has what God has said to do. Means everything. This evening, you can think what you want to. This evening, without that shout, I don't know that the walls would have come down. This evening, my friend. But they done what they was told to do. Joshua said, shout. They shouted. The walls came down. You know this. This evening, my friend. You know all this. This afternoon, if you ain't read it, you need to have read it. If you ain't read it, you need to go read it. This evening, my friend. But we find that it all took place just as the Lord told him. This evening, down to the very promise of the spies that spied out the city. This evening, after it's all over with, he told them two spies, and now go get her. I've lost her name. Rahab. I said, now go get Rahab and all this within her house, behind her doors, and bring them along with us. This evening, my friend, you know that. This evening, listen, we go on and we find another time, another place. This evening, when the Lord begins to speak to a man, this evening, concerning things that were taking place, and I'm not going to get into all of it, but he come to old Elijah this evening, my friend. He said, Elijah, I said, I want you to go down yonder by a brook this evening, my friend, and you sit there. I guess I better fill in just a little bit, all right? This evening, my friend, Elijah had done prophesied to Ahab the king that they wouldn't go and be no dew, nor was there going to be any rain for a period of time. This evening, my friend, and Eliza needed sustaining. This evening, my friend, we God's people need sustaining too. The Bible said it rains on the just and the unjust. This afternoon,
And if we're not careful in what we hear and what we do, we'll miss out on our sustaining, if there is such a word. This morning, my friend. Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will. I've missed out on a lot of blessings sitting right there this evening, my friend, just because we're not being obedient to the Spirit as it passed by. This afternoon. I don't have to be on the back bench to what we call backsliding this evening, my friend. No, I don't. All I got to do is just not listen, not hear, not do as it speaks unto us to do this evening, my friend. Elijah, he said unto him, said, go down yonder to the brook this evening, my friend. You know the name of the brook, Cherish, or something like that, I think it is, this evening, said, and I'm going to send the ravens to feed you bread and meat morning and night. And said, you can drink from the brook this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, that I wouldn't have drunk from that nasty water. I wouldn't have eat what ravens eat. Now, I don't know if ravens was as nasty then as they are today. If you don't know what a raven is, it's a crow this evening, my friend. But nevertheless, whatever it was, it must have been good. He yeeted it. And it sustained him. It kept him this evening, my friend, till the brook dried up. The ravens quit coming this evening, my friend. Well, Lord, bring me out on a limb. Cut the limb off behind me this evening. I ain't found him to be like that this evening, my friend. He went there to the brook and he told him, said, Elijah, get up from here and go down to a certain place. And I can't say the name of the city or place, but you can find it. I think this is in Kings, if I remember right. This evening, my friend, said, go down yonder. I said, I've got a widow woman down there. She gonna keep you or sustain you this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. You know these scriptures. I can't help it, all right? I'm talking about go do what I told you to do. This in all these circumstances, the people whom the Lord was speaking to had to be obedient to His spoke or His word and move at it. Action speaks louder than words. This evening, my friend, you know it. Go down there. He went down there. You know, there was a little woman out there picking up sticks. Going to make a cake, and her and her sons going to eat and die this evening. You know it. I ain't going into every bit of the detail of it this evening, my friend. He told her what he's down there for. She told him, no, I said, I can't do that. Paraphrase, all right? No, I can't do that. I'm just gathering these sticks up. We're going to eat what I got, me and my son, and we're going to die. He said, you ain't hearing me this evening, my friend. You ain't hearing me this morning. The Lord said, that's all the difference right there. That's the difference this evening, my friend. I'm going to say this. Probably going to make you mad, but I'm going to say it anyway. We do a lot of things, and we say the Lord said for us to do that the Lord never said for us to do. We just wanted to do it. All right? Yeah, yeah. But when the Lord does said for us to do it, then it is very necessary that we do what the Lord said for us to do. Now, most of us do what He don't say to do because we want to do it anyway, so we're going to do it. I leave you alone on that this evening, my friend. Do what you're told to do this evening, my friend. Yeah, it'll work out. It'll work out. He told her, said, you didn't hear. This is what the Lord said for you to do. You know it. Went back in there, made him a cake, brought it out there to him, fed him. This evening, her meal bowl never did run dry. This afternoon, yeah, preacher, I know it run over. I don't know that it run over. This evening, my friend, I do know that every time she went back to the meal barrel, there was meal there, and there's enough oil to cook the meal with. This evening, my friend, yeah, yeah. Jesus, even the Lord Himself. Now, this is from John this evening, my friend. Was sent on a mission, if you allow me to say that, or sent on a purpose by the Father and the Spirit this evening, my friend. And the scripture I read to you said, let me get over and read it again so I don't miss it if I can find it again right quick. He said, "For I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me." This evening, my friend, can I say this and you be all right with me in saying it? Do what I told you to do. Do what I told you to do this evening, my friend. Well, did he tell him to come down here and heal all these people and do all that kind of stuff this evening, my friend? That was not... Can I say this? I think I can. That was not the main reason that he came for. Even Jesus himself said, "I came to seek and to save that was lost." That was his mission to accomplish this evening. His mission was to be born of a virgin, to lay in a manger, to follow throughout the journey, to hang on the cross, to shed his blood and give his life to be buried and rose on the third day, descended back to the Father, and the Holy Spirit sent back unto you and I this evening. That was his complete mission this evening. Yes, I know he got over in the garden and prayed, "Not this, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless not my will, thy will be done," this evening. I'm not saying Jesus griped or anything like that, but I did as a kid when mama tell me to do something or send me to do something this evening. I'd get out there and mumble this evening, my friend, but I go ahead and do it this afternoon. Mama would after a while say, thank you this evening, my friend. She didn't have a 10 give me this evening, my friend. I ain't gonna go there. Well, you can do something for somebody. They wait on you to pay them this evening, my friend. Is a thank you not good enough anymore? Go do what I sent you to do. Jesus came. You well know. You know this evening, my friend. Now, in the process of time, this afternoon, he done wonders and he done great works this evening. And I'd venture to say that we could run down every one of them this morning, my friend. And if we could talk to those that he worked the works in, they'd probably say, I was glad Jesus come by. I was glad Jesus said, go tell me what, do what I told you to do this evening, my friend. I guaranteed you, if that lame man that had laid daily at the gate there this evening, my friend, could tell you his thoughts of that day when Peter said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he arose up and his ankle bones took on strength and he walked into the temple and praised God this evening, my friend. I believe he'd tell us, "Hey, it's worth doing what you're told to do." Yeah. 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 You could run through all of them this afternoon. You could go through all of them. Jairus this evening with his daughter this afternoon. I would venture to say he'd say, hey, even if he don't come to your house, just let him speak the word this evening, my friend. And it'll be done as he says for it to be done this afternoon. That blind boy that was blind from his mother's womb this evening, my friend, that had, I don't know, maybe have been to that pool of Siloam more than that day this evening, my friend. But there was a difference on that day. The Lord sent him or told him to go do this way. This evening, my friend. He went over there. He'd done what the Lord said to do. He came back seeing this afternoon. You know this evening, my friend. Listen, go do what I told you to do this afternoon. In doing so, I'm going to say this this evening, my friend. In doing what the Lord says to do, when he says to do it, you can guarantee the way to do it and the means to do it is going to be supplied for you to do it. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. If he don't do it for you and I, then he better go back and apologize or vice versa. If he didn't do it for them this evening and he does it for us, then he'd apologize to them. If he done it for them and don't do it for us, then he's got to apologize to us this evening, my friend. But you got to do what he says to do.
Listen. We are no different in the, we're no difference in the purpose or the reasoning that God has for us to do than what they were this evening, my friend. And for us to receive what they receive, we have to do as they done this afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know why this has come back to my mind, but I'm going to say it anyway. This evening, my friend, at homecoming out there when we're sitting in the chair, there's things that I do today, this evening, that personally I probably would do a little bit different this afternoon, and I'd go maybe in a different matter or a different way this evening, but because of my forefathers this evening, my friend, then I want and feel that I need to cling to the way they done things. Well, that's traditional. Be it as it is. If it's a good tradition, we ought to keep it. All right? Yeah. Don't go there, preacher. Don't leave that alone. Well, I will. I will this evening, my friend. But do what I told you to do this afternoon. It will bring It will bring the will of God in your life. It'll give you what you need to make this journey. I hate using the word successful, because when you use that, people think you're talking about money this evening, my friend. Rich, driving a sports car, living in a mansion on the hills. This evening, my friend. But there is a spiritual successfulness that this inwardly man has that brings a peace, a consolation, a rest to him this evening, my friend. And if you don't believe it, it'll bring a consolation to this outwardly man. It'll bring a peace to this outwardly man. It don't stay there very long, because he's not subject to the will of God. But to that innerly man, it brings a peace. It brings a joy. It brings a satisfaction this evening, my friend. I sometimes just sit down and just think, and I meditate, Randy, in the aspects and the things of which the Lord has led me to do, and I've done them, and I reap off the benefits still to the day this afternoon. Now, also, I sit down and think about it sometimes, and I see the things I didn't do when he told me to do them. And there comes the hickory back. The Lord don't bring it back. I bring it back from this mind right here this evening, my friend. I get my own. I am my own worst enemy. He don't like me. She don't like me. Hogwash. Don't make any difference. If I like me, it's all right. It's all right. You see, now I want everybody to like me. You do, Randy. I know you do. Everybody does this evening, my friend. But irregardless of whether they do or whether they don't, what brings me the peace of mind that when I lay my head on my pillow at night, is that I have done the will of the Father. I've done what He told me to do this evening, my friend. And it worked out. It worked out just like He said for it to work out this evening. Yeah? That ship took Noah. Them ravens fed Elijah. That widow woman fed Elijah. Hezekiah got 15 years. The blind boy got sight. The lame man got legs. What are we looking for?
Well, preacher, I'm looking for something to make me happy. I want to be happy. Do what the Lord said to do, and you'll be happy. Simple. Simple. This evening, my friend. Do what I said to do. Brother Randy, come on, preach a while. You got it.